So last night, Kyle Lowry. Now, playoffs as a whole, Kyle Lowry has been okay. Hit and miss. With moments of greatness. We've seen it. And we knew he would bounce back. We knew he was capable. And he was terrific last night. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. There you go. If you look at the numbers in this series, with the Raptors being outscored and outscoring the opposition, everything seems to be dependent on whether Kyle Lowry's on the floor, which is one of the marks of a great player. Now, DeMar DeRozan, as we've talked about, has been by and large complete garbage. And last night, both were great. Both were unbelievable for the first time. And like everyone's talking about DeMar DeRozan's thumb. And like this is a good and bad thing when you're evaluating, because all of a sudden you wonder, was the thumb really affecting him that much? Or did DeMar DeRozan just kind of shrink away in the spotlight in these previous games? Because last night, obviously, the thumb was bothering him, but he powered through it and was terrific. He shot 50%, 34 points, 11 of 11 free throws, which is maybe the important thing. Made 8 in a row down the stretch. The funny thing is, we know this team is capable of this. That's been the frustrating thing throughout this playoffs. They can do what they did last night. And there were moments of cringeworthiness in there. They're still playing 10-minute quarters, but it's okay. Like, we've critiqued wins all the way through this postseason. Last night, not going to critique that win. They were great for the most part. The Heat go on their run as they did, but the Raptors never trailed. They dominated the first quarter of that basketball game. They did so without JV. They did so later on without Damari Carroll, who, by the way, now is listed as questionable for Game 6. We'll talk about that. But for the first time, like when a team plays really well in the regular season, what's the cliche? And we use it in every sport. Well, that felt like a playoff game. Playoff atmosphere. They played like it was an elimination game. This was the first time in this postseason that the Raptors looked like the regular season Raptors. It felt like a regular season game at the ACC. And that's a good thing. It's all we wanted. We just wanted multiple All-Stars to play like All-Stars at the same time. If it was only just one game. So that light at the end of the tunnel thing, I think we now know what a successful season looks like. And that just means finding a way to win one more game in this series. And that's it. That's all we ask of these guys. And you don't even have to win pretty anymore, because you did it last night. Like, at least we got a glimpse of the 56-win Toronto Raptors. That was last night. So find a way to win one of the next two and get to the Eastern Conference Final. And then all is, I don't want to say forgiven, but then you're in house money territory. Because let's be honest, DeMar is hurting. There's no JV. Now Carroll, if and when he's back, is not going to be 100%. Nobody cares how you do against Cleveland. You make it through, and I would love to see them win one game in the conference final. It'd be great to see this Raptors team send LeBron home one game with a loss. But after that, and maybe that's wishful thinking, nobody expects them to go any further. So there's the benchmark. You want to call this season a success, just find a way to win one of two. And it would have been a shame had this playoffs expired, win or lose, without your two All-Stars playing like All-Stars in the same game. And they did last night.